अध्यायेषु तत्र द्वितीयाध्यायेषु भगवान् श्रीकृष्णः तत्र शास्त्रस्य प्रवृत्तिनिवृत्तिविषयभूते साङ्ख्ये बुद्धिः योगे बुद्धिः इति च द्वे बुद्धिः निर्दिष्टे अस्ति स्तः तत्र साङ्ख्यबुद्धिः कर्मबुद्धिः इति तत्र मार्गद्वयम् निर्दिष्टमस्ति तत्र प्रजहाति यदा कामान् इत्यारभ्य साङ्ख्यबुद्धिः उक्ता आसीत् अपि च मध्ये मध्ये कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते योगः कर्मसु कौशलम् तस्माद्योगायुध्यस्व इत्यादि श्लोकैः तत्र कर्म कुरु योगरीत्या कर्मबुद्ध्या तत्र कर्मयोगाचरणम् कुरु इति तत्र कर्मयोगमपि उपदिष्टमस्ति मार्गद्वयमपि श्रुत्वा तत्र अर्जुनः किञ्चित् पर्याकुली भवति तेन सः तत्र तृतीयाध्याये प्रथमश्लोकम् प्रश्नं पृच्छति बोत् द प्रवृत्तिमार्ग विच् इस् द कर्ममार्ग एण्ड् निवृत्तिमार्ग विच् इस् द आत्मज्ञानम् एण्ड् द साङ्ख्यमार्ग विच् इस् देयर् बोत् हेव् बीन् डिस्क्रैब्ड् इन् द सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् इन् ईक्वल् वेटेज् If we see, first it starts with the description of Atma and Atmajnana because that is the basis of the entire Vedanta Shastram wherein we need to know what is the difference between Atma and non-Atma Vastu. What is the Atma Vastu and what are all the other non-Atma Vastu. So, Atma-Natma Viryoho Vivechanam Eva Tatra Vivekaha Avashyaki. So, therefore, that is being described. Then slowly he talks about Swadharma Mapicha Aveksha Navikampitum Arhasi. So therefore Swadharma is being introduced. Along with Swadharma, the Karma Charanam is also introduced through Karmanye Vadhikaraste Maphaleshu Kadachana. Also then Yogaha Karmasu Kaushalam Tasmad Yogaya Yujyasva is also being told. So the Karma Marga has been explained. And while explaining that Samadhau Achala Buddhihi, when Krishna said that, Arjuna again asks him, what is Stita Prajna, who are Stita Prajna, what are their characteristics, what is their types and how Stita Prajnas are, how do they talk, how do they walk, what do they do, all the characteristics, explanations he asked. And from the Shloka Prajahati Yada Kaman till Shloka number 72, Yesha Brahmi Stitihi. Till then, we see that all the Sankhya part has been explained. Now, both the Marga, which is the Sankhya Marga or the Atma Jnana Marga, which is the Jnana Marga basically, and the other Marga is the Karma Marga, doing the work. Between both has been explained. So, Arjuna is basically confused. And also, in some places when Krishna says that the Jnana Marga is the final destination, therefore, you should always try to get to Jnana Marga. Arjuna says, oh, if Jnana Marga is the final destination, I have got that Jnanam and therefore I don't want to fight. But still you are putting me back into this mode of fighting for the country, fighting for my people. So why are you actually forcing me back into this Ghore Karmani Kimartham Niyojayasi? He asks him, why are you putting me back into this kind of torturous work? So that is the basic question. In a normal parlance, if we are going to see this is a common question which all of us have. We always think that, okay, if I have achieved the bhakti or if I have achieved the jnanam and if I have got that vairagyam, that tyagamano bhavana, if I have already got it, kimartham tavat maya tatra karma kartavyam, why should I follow the karma marga? This is a common question. So if I get nivritti, if I leave everything and go away, does it mean that I don't have to do any activities? So this is a common question which comes to all of us. But again, we know the general drift of the answer also, because again we have seen at various level what are the benchmarks we have to reach. For bhakti, we have to reach the benchmark of a Kannappanayanar, we have to reach the benchmark of a Prahalada, of a Dhruva, the intense bhakti what they had, achanchala, nishkapata, unconditional, unshakable kind of bhakti what they had, we should reach there. That is the stage from where we become eligible for the Jnana Marga. In the Jnana Marga, the benchmark for us where we should be reaching is something like Sadashiva Brahmendra, who, again, even when somebody cut an arm of his body, he did not know that it was cut. Therefore, that was the Sharira Anabhimana which he had. And with our current Sharira Abhimana, it is very difficult to achieve that, and we have to do sadhana for that. So that is the level of Jnana Marga or the Vairagya. We saw the story of Bhartrihari also, and we saw that even at that level he had not reached the benchmark of Vairagya. So given these, we know the answer to Arjuna's question, saying that till we reach that Paripakvata, till we reach that rear Vairagya Manobhavana, we should keep on doing our karma, and only then when that realization automatically comes in, we can actually go to the Nivritti Marga and work in the Nivritti Marga mode. So this would be the general drift of the answer, but again, taking Arjuna's question, let us just see what Arjuna is asking and how the response will also go from Krishna.
Jyayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhirjanardana tatkim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava.
Jyayasi chet karmanaha te mata buddhihi janardana tatkim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava. Saha prichati, Arjunaha prichati, he janardana, he jananam artihara. Jananam artihara ityukte, one who removes the troubles or doubts or difficulties of the people. Jananam arti haraha yaha bhavati saha janardanaha bhavati. Jhe janardana buddhihi karmanaha jyayasi chet. Buddhi equal to, again we have seen that buddhi, directly that word buddhi does not mean brain. It actually refers to the jnana marga itself here. Different words or the same words have different connotations at different contexts in Vedanta Shastra. We should be quite aware of what is the context and what context and what would be the meaning.
Atra buddhihi ityukte jnana margaha karmanaha karma marga pekshaya dan karma marga jnana marga dan karma marga jayasi is better or superior atishayena prashasta asti chete jayasi iti te mata chete. If this is your opinion, consideration, he Keshava, O Krishna, mam ghore karmani kimartham niyojayasi. Why are you actually again and again engaging me back into this yuddha karma, which is the ghora karma? So that is what he is asking. He Janardana, if you have considered that jnana marga is superior to karma marga, then, O Keshava, why are you pushing me back into the karma marga? Again, we know the answer. The vairagya which Arjuna has got here is not a real inherent vairagya. It is just a situational vairagya, vairagya which is based on confusion and just a false affection to his relatives. So, therefore, again, he has to be pushed back to the real sense. The reality check has to be made to Arjuna. Tatvayam jani maha. Hey Janardana, Janardana, again Janardana, Jana Ardana, Arthate Yachyate iti Ardana, again that is also one more meaning. Jana Janaihi Yaha Arthyate va Prarthyate va Yachyate. One who is prayed, requested by people, that person is called Janardana, and one who has the ability to remove the difficulties and fulfill the prayers would also be Janardana. We can take that meaning. Akaranta pullinga sambodhana prathameka vachanam Janardana shabdaha buddhihi. Ikaranta stilinga prathameka vachanam buddhihi. Karmanaha, again pullinga prathameka pullinga karmanaha. Karmanaha should be panchami eka vachanam. Karmanaha dan karma jayasi. Ikaranta stilinga prathameka vachanam jayasi. Te shashti ekavachanam, dakaranta tilingakah shashti ekavachanam, mata by your consideration, chet avyayam, tat dakaranta napumsakalinga prathamekavachanam, keshava, he keshava, keshava, again we saw that the word keshava is a combination of isha and va. So ka refers to Brahma, a refers to Vishnu, and Isha refers to Shiva. So Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Swarupa, Vapuhu, Vapuhu, yasya saha. Va is Vapuhu, the body. One who is the embodiment of the Trinity, which is Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, such a person can be called as Keshava. So one who is identical to the three deities, that is Ka, Brahma, Vishnu, Isha, Keshava. So therefore he becomes Keshava, is the Swarupa of all the three deities, the Trinity people. So therefore Arjuna is trying to show that you are the form of all the three gods, and therefore I take full refuge in you, Shishyasteham Shadhi Mam Twam Prapannam. So he is again and again reminding him the Sharanagati Bhava and taking refuge in Shri Krishna. Mam Dutiya Ekavachanam, Ghore Saptami Ekavachanam, Karmani Saptami Ekavachanam, Kim Napumsakalinga Pratham Ekavachanam, Niyojayasi. Niyojayasi, we have seen that Yujir Dhatu, Latlakara, Nich Prayogaha Asti, Tatra Latlakara, Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam, Niyojayasi. So this part we have seen it before. Now, coming back to the meaning, Hey Bhagavan. कर्मणः वा कर्मन् शब्दः समीचीनं न्यूट्रजेन्डरेव नपुंसकलिङ्गे भवतं तत्र विभक्ति लिङ्ग उभयोः अपि तत्र मिस्टेक् अस्ति तत्र नकारान्त कर्मन् शब्दः नकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्ग पञ्चमी विभक्ति एकवचनं भवितव्यं समीचीनं दट् हेस् टु बि करेक्टेड् हे भगवन् यदि कर्मणः अपेक्षया ज्ञानमेव श्रेष्ठमिति भवान् अभिप्रैति तर्हि किमर्थं मां क्रूरे युद्धकर्मणि Niyojayasi. So this is the first shloka. Prathame adhyaye saha prashnam prachati. The sandhi kridanta taditanta, we have seen it. Karmanaste karmanaha te visarga. Buddhihi janardana buddhir janardana visarga refa. Janardana, we have seen that. Jayasi tasya buddhihi asti iti jayasi. So we have seen the tadita kridanta portions of it. Tatra he continues with the question. And he also asks, Vyamishreneva vakena buddhim mohayasiva me tadekam vadanischitya yena shreyoham apnuyam. Arjuna dvitiya shloke punaha prachati krishnam prati. He krishna, he janardana, vyamishrena iva vakena me buddhim mohayasi iva me. Again, so he says that Vyamishrena Iva Vakyena. Vyamishrena, a little bit probably confusing kind of words. Iva Vakyena, Mama Buddhim, my Buddhi, Mohayasi Iva Bhati. It appears as if it is those words which you have been telling. You are telling it in a very clarity way itself. But those Vakyas are actually seemingly confusing to me. And because of those seemingly confusing vakyas, my buddhi seems to be a little bit confused. Which is why the Iva Shabda has been used twice. Tat yekam vadanischitya yena aham shreyaha apnuyam. Please tell me what is that which I have to do clearly. Again, if we see different shlokas, shloka 49, again, the second chapters again and again, if we keep on seeing, either 47, 48, 49, 50, these shlokas talk about karma, karma, karma. And then later on 18, 13, again, tasmat, yoga, yujasva, become ready for the fight, all these kind of shlokas are also there. And again, he talks about the sthita prajna. So, taking both these in consideration, they appear to be confusing. Ataha, he Krishna, mam, tatra yekam margam, Nishchitam Bruhitanme. So clearly tell me what will be that marga through which I can get Shreyas. This is what he asks. This is the purport of it. We have kind of seen this. Ekavaram Pashyamahan. Vyamishrena Tritya Ekavachanam Iva Avya. Vakyena Tritya Ekavachanam Me Trilingakaha Shashti Ekavachanam Buddhim Dutya Ekavachanam Mohayasi Iva. Mohayasi again Nich Madhyam Purusha Ekavachanam. Dakara Nabumsakalinga Prathamaikavachanam Ekam Prathamaikavanam Nischitya Lyabantavyam Nischitya Ni Chit
ल्यप निश्चित्य वद वद लोट मध्यम पुरुष एकवचनम वद वदतात वदताम वदन्तु येन तृतीय व्यक्ति एकवचनम अहम प्रथमैकवचनम श्रेय प्रथमैकवचनम आपनुयाम आपनुयाम विधिलिंग उत्तम पुरुष एकवचनम आपलृ धातुः विधिलिंग उत्तम पुरुष एकवचनम आपनुयात उत्तम पुरुष विल बी आपनुयाम we have kind of seen this just to give the drift we are taking these shlokas ekavaram tatparyam pashyamaha he krishna jnanasya shreshtatvena karmanascha kartavyena upadishan mam brahmayan iva asti ata yena aham shreyah prapnuyam tat kripaya nischitya vada ekavaram tritiya shlokam pashyami so to these two questions which Arjuna has asked, Bhagavan starts off, Lokesmin dvividha nishtha pura prokta mayanagha jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam. Excellent shloka, again which has been commented very well by Shankaracharya, dispelling all doubts which we may get from this श्लोक अस्माभिः पूर्वं दृष्टमस्ति एकवारं पुनः पश्यामः हे अनघ ओ अनघ अगेन वी सा व्हाट इज द ग्रेटनेस व्हाट इज द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ यूजिंग दिस वर्ड अनघ हे पापरहित हे दुष्कर्म रहित हे पुण्यशील सो प्योरिटी ऑफ माइंड इज वन बेसिक इंटेंट फॉर गॉड टू ऑलवेज रिप्लाई स्लैश रेस्पॉन्ड स्लैश रिएक्ट टू एनी ऑफ अवर क्वेश्चंस और एक्शंस So, only if anagha, without any kashmala, without any kalmasha in the mind, only when we approach God with a complete surrender, yadi anaghatvam asti chedeva, tatra bhagavan, punaha tatra uttaram pratyuttaram dadati agre vakyam yachati. Yameva, he anagha, o sinless one, asmin loke pura maya tatra dvividha, मार्गद्वयम् उक्तमस्ति पुरा इत्युक्ते नॉट ओनली इन द सेकंड चैप्टर और फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद्गीता पुरा इत्युक्ते प्रीवियसली टू ग्रेट सेंट्स लॉट ऑफ उपदेश द गीतोपदेश हैज हैपेंड मल्टीपल टाइम्स बिफोर इन वेरियस स्टेजेस इन वेरियस जन्मास इन वेरियस युगास विच वी विल बी सीइंग अगेन इन द फोर्थ चैप्टर इंट्रोडक्शन वी विल बी सीइंग हाउ द गीता हैज बीन पास्ड ऑन फ्रॉम जनरेशन टू जनरेशन बाई many people so therefore when we see that pura prokta pura ityukte in the beginning ityukte purvam prajaha srishtvam tasam abhyudaya nishreyasa prapti sadhanam vedartha sampradayam avishkurvata kalena during the vedic times itself in the veda again through the vedas and other modes pura eva tatra maya viviha nishtha prokta द्विविधा निष्ठा तत्र मार्गद्वयम् यदस्ति द्विप्रकारा स्थितिः तत्र अनुष्ठेय तात्पर्यम् याया तत्र टू टाइप्स ऑफ इम्प्लीमेंटेबल मार्गास हैज बीन टोल्ड बाय मी एट द बिगिनिंग इटसेल्फ व्हाट आर दोज टू सांख्यानाम जनानाम कृते ज्ञानयोगः योगिनाम कृते कर्मयोगः सांख्यानाम पावरफुल वर्ड अगेन हु आर सांख्यास When somebody asks it, exact criteria has been given by Shankaracharya. Sankhyanam, for the Sankhya people, Jnana Yoga has been given by me. For the Yogi people, Karma Yoga has been advocated by me. So, who are Sankhyas? Atmanatma Viveka, Vishaya Vivekavatam. Point number one. One who knows the differentiating factor between Atma and Anatma. Second, ब्रह्मचर्याश्रमादेव कृतसन्यासानाम् सन्यस्थ पुरुषाणाम् दोस हु हैव हैड द स्ट्रिक्ट डिटर्मिंड सन्यास मार्ग पॉइंट नंबर टू पॉइंट नंबर थ्री वेदांत विज्ञान सुनिश्चितार्थानाम् वन हु हैज अंडरस्टूड द वेदांत विज्ञान द ज्ञान ऑफ वेदांत प्रथमतः अगेन वी शुड सी दैट फॉर्मेशन ऑफ द वर्ड वेदांत विज्ञान वेदांतम तावत् तत्र विशेष ज्ञानम न तु केवल ज्ञानम वेदांत विज्ञान सुनिश्चितार्थानाम् न तु अर्थानाम् नॉट द पीपल हु नो इट निश्चितार्थानाम्
correctly knowing sunischitarthanam, perfectly those who have understood the exact intent and asha of the Vedanta Shastra, tadrasha jananam Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthanam. Point number 3. Point number 4 is paramahamsa parivrajakanam. Paramahamsa parivrajakaha ityukte ke parivrajakaha, those who keep wandering. Where do they wander? In the paramahamsa, in the parabrahma. Those whose mind is always wandering in the parabrahman and not in the samsara vishaya, tadrusha jananam. Point number 4. Point number 5. Brahmani eva avasthitanam, those whose mind is always statutory in the and stationed in parabrahman, tadrusha jananam krite jnana yoga uktamasti. For these kind of people jnana yoga has been given. For the yoginam, for yoginam kesham karmani nihanam, for all the other kind of people, actually we can take it as a residual thing, for all those people sankhyanam, sankhyanam are these people. For any person not belonging to this Sankhya and who wants to come to the Sadhana Marga, the tree which we had put, there they all fall under Yoginam. So Yoginam Karma Yoga Eva Maya Prodaha Asti. Therefore, for these kind of people, Karma Yoga has been done. So very, very clearly, he starts off, the stage by stage explanation is quite clear. Again, Anaha Sambodhan Pratama Ekavachanam, Asmin Saptami Ekavachanam, Loke Saptami Ekavachanam, Pura Avyayam Maya Jnana Yogena Bodh Tritiya Ekavachanam, Sankhyanam Shashti Ekavachanam, Karma Yogena Tritiya Ekavachanam, Yoginam Shashti, Dviviha Nishtha, Stilinga Pratama Ekavachanam, Prokta again Kridanta, Ta Pratyaha Bhuta Kridanta, Strilinga Atrasti. Hey Arjuna, Sankhyanam Krite Jnana Margaha, Yoginam Krite Karma Margaha, Iti Dvividha Margaha Maya Proktaha, Prageva Proktaha Asti. Simple. Agre Gachhamah, these part of we have seen the Lord's contention was that Karma Yogi alone can accomplish everything. Accomplish means do the allocated duties. Again, if we take accomplishment as allocated duties, that may be Karma Yogin can accomplish. But again, not sure of the intention, because even the sannyasi, again, if we say he has certain duties and he has to accomplish the Brahma Jnana Sadhana, he has to accomplish that. Not clear of that statement. The Lord's contention was that the Karma Yogi alone could accomplish everything. Karma Yogi has to, any yogi has to do karma till he reaches the realization. Yavat tatra naija tyaga manobhavana, the vairagya, an inherent and real vairagya comes in, till and the jnana marga comes, jnana is realization comes in, till then one has to do all the allocated karma. And that itself is an accomplishment. Hope that was the kind of intention you mentioned. Bhavatu. Okay. So, four. Shloka number 4, Pashyamaha. He again continues in that, stage by stage. Na karma na mana rambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute na cha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gachyati. So first he says, this marga is for this person, the other marga is for the people who don't belong to this category. Therefore, he Arjuna, purushaha yakkopi bhavati saha karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam na ashtute apicha nacha sanyasanat karmanaha sanyasanat saha siddhim samagadi gacchati. Okay, now I have told of the Sankhya marga and the karma marga. If you think, he is again clarifying the second question, wherein karmanam anarambhat, just by starting not to do, means just by not starting work and just keeping quiet and not doing allocated duties, that does not mean nishkarmata, naishkarmyam. Naishkarmyam is the state we have to reach, but that naishkarmyam is Nishkamya karma, that is without any affection, attachment, without any attachment duties, we have to keep on doing our duty, and through that we have to reach the jnana marga. But that does not mean that you don't do the work itself. Not doing work is not equal to naishkarmyam. That is what he is basically trying to tell here. Because people are always confused. Okay, I have to reach a stage where I don't need to do any work. I need to just contemplate on Parambhan. If that is the thing, then okay, I'll stop doing work today. That is not the thing. Tatra karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam na bhavati. Simple statements all the... Just by not doing duty, you will not attain the naishkarmya state. Point number one. Point number two. Okay. People have already started doing work. Okay. Some people are doing work in between. Suddenly they think that I've got bhakti, I've got jnana marga. Now I realized God, I have everything. So I will stop doing from... Some people do start off. Suddenly they get some flashes and they stop doing their karma. Evam, he clarifies those also. Karmanah sannyasat madhye, while you are doing the yoga, your sadhana, suddenly in between karmanah sannyasat siddhim naiva samadhi gacchati, you will not get the siddhi also. Therefore, tatra yadi pamaschete purushah karmanam anarambhat naishkarmya na ashnute. Sentence number one. Sentence number two. Sannyasat apicha ityukte kim karma sannyasat sarvakarma parityagat siddhim na samadhi gacchati. He will not get atmajnana. Just suddenly after in doing for some days and then stopping to do our karma. Any karma. Karma again here, we know the definition of karma. As per the varna and ashrama. What is our varna? Where do we fit into that? Chaturvarna. Out of the chaturvarna, where we fit? Ashrama, four ashramas. Brahmacharya, vanaprastha, sannyasa. In the say, if we are all grihastashrama. In grihastha, what is our dharma? Purusha dharma, stri dharma, manava dharma, grihastha dharma, vritti dharma, acharya dharma, shishya dharma. Again, what all dharmas we have? Putra dharma, putri dharma, matra dharma, pitra dharma, all the dharmas which are there, whatever roles we are playing and whatever correctly we have to work in those kind of fields, all that we need to keep on continuing doing until we reach the inherent and naija vairagya. Till the completion of the karmas, we have to keep on doing it. Just by suddenly stopping to do in between karma sannyasat tatra siddhim naiva vindamaha. Purushah prathamaikavachanam karmanam anarambhat shashtiyekavachanam anarambhat panmiyekavachanam naishkarmya dutiyakavachanam nacha ashnute. Ashnute lat atmanepadi purushayekavachanam sannyasat panchamiyekavachanam siddhim dutiyakavachanam cha avyayam na avyayam samadhi gacchati sam adhi iti upasarga dvaya purvakat gamur dhatoho lat lakara prathama purusha ekavachanam sam adhi gacchati gam plus gacchati lat lakara lakara prayogah asti tatra arha tatparyam pashyamaschet manushyah. First sentence, karmanah anacharanena nishkarmatam naishkarmyatam nalabhate tathacha karma tyagamatrena saha atmajnanam navindati. Clearly clarifying statements. Pashyamah. Again, slowly. The next, he comes to the next stage. Step number 5, he comes there. Apicha, O Arjuna, we may talk about various naishkarmya, this thing. But then, shloka number 5, again, is quite an important shloka. Ekavaram tatra shlokam 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ekavaram kripya pashyantu kimapi samshyasthi jedapi prachatu. Shloka number 5, if we see, nahi ashchit kshanam api jatu tishthatya karma krit karyate hyamshah karma sarvav prakriti jair gunaihi. Samyaguktamasti. The goal in life of man is to merge in godhood. Make a reminder note of this fact in a corner of your scarf and then plunge in the discharge of your duties. Very well, Dattamasti. sayings of Ramakrishna are quite simple and implementable. That is the greatness of that sayings, because he gives all procedural vakas. Yet asmabhi tatra nitya jivane, we have to implement, like make a reminder knot in the corner of your scarf. That's a very nice thing. We should always remember that finally the goal is merger into the godhood. Samichinam, which is what we have to always remember. End of the day, if we remember that it is always between us and him, the almighty, and it is not between any of us and any of the people around here, then I think it is very, very easy to sustain or live the life in a very nishkamyata way, in a very, very nirlepatva ritya, tatra jivana marga vyatana, tatra vyatayitum shakyate. Pashyamaha. Shloka number 5 madhye, saha, he gives a little bit of insight into the where he is going into actually. The Tritiyadhyaya, as we know, is called a Karma Yoga. So he is now slowly putting the seed to the Karma Yoga. Sahavadati Krishna, hey Arjuna, apicha, stopping karma is not the solution. Also, if I have to tell it in, if I have to just flip it and tell it in a different way, nobody can remain without doing any karma at any point of time. He makes a very, very powerful statement like this. Pashyamaha, kaschit api purushaha jatu kshanam api akarma krit nahi tishthati. Kadapi, kopi manushaha, anyone, ever, jatu, ever, kshanam api, even for a fraction of a second, for a nanosecond, for an instant, akarma krit, without performing action, can stay. Again, again here karma is not duty, it is something like action, without doing anything. Because if somebody is sitting, he is actually sitting. Somebody is sleeping, he is actually sleeping and doing some action. He is doing an action. So without doing an action, nobody can be. So it is not duty here. Understand that word. Here karma is without performing any action. Saha sthatum na shakyate tena. Sarvaha api purushaha prakriti jair gunaihi avashaha karma karyate. People always by the inherent duties, prakriti jair gunaihi, inborn, nature-born qualities, whatever is there, avashaha, again, avashaha, without his independent act, that is, paravashaha bhutva. Avashaha means helplessly, paravashaha bhutva, tasmin leenaha bhutva, karma karyate. They always do the activities. That is, again, here, prakriti jair gunaihi ityukte kim, prakriti to jataihi sattva rajas tamobihi gunaihi. Avashaha svavashena eva, that is, without any, not under his control, without his control, people keep on doing the work. Sometimes the manas keeps on wandering and the manas keeps on thinking. And when somebody is trying to control the manas and keep it in one place and trying to do a meditation, saha dhyanam karoti. So without doing any activity, without doing any action, kadapi kenapi purushena sthatum na shakyate. A purusha cannot stay. So therefore, if we see again, the three gunas which are there, sattva, rajas, tama, in different stages, in different situations, some guna takes a priority and we act as per that guna. But finally, the goal should always be that we always act as per sattva guna. And later on, even come beyond this sattva guna and become reach the gunatita kind of stage. And not only get caught in the sattva guna. Currently, it will be like at different stages, sometimes tamo guna overtakes us, sometimes rajo guna overtakes and takes priority, sometimes sattva guna takes importance and that kind of covers up our activities and actions. Slowly, we should eliminate the tamo guna, eliminate the rajo guna and try to make sattva guna as a permanent guna. And then once we reach that stage, remove that sattva guna also and become a gunatita and become a jnani. That would be the stage for a sadhaka. Parshyaha, evam sahavadati, akarmakrita san, kadachitapi, kadachit kshanamapi, yasmadapi purushena, tatra sthatum nashakyate, sarvaha, sarve praninaha ye santi, prakriti jair gunaihi, prakriti to jataihi, sattva rajas tamobihi gunaihi, tatra karma karyate. Taihi, those gunas, make them do those activity, karyate, make them do those activities. एवं तत्र अस्माभिः उक्तमस्ति. सो अगेन इफ इफ यू हैव टू सी द वाक्यशेष, तत्र वाक्यशेषः किं भवति, गुणैर्योन विचाल्यते इति सांख्यानां पृथक्करणात् कर्मयोगः अज्ञानाम् एव न तु ज्ञानिनाम्. सो दट् इस् वाट् ही कैंड ऑफ ट्रैस् टु सेस्. पश्यामः तात्पर्यम् एकवारम्, अर्थम् एकवारं पश्यामः. कश्चिदपि पुरुषः जातु क्षणमपि अकर्मकृत् नहि तिष्ठति, सर्वः अपि पुरुषः प्रकृतिजैर्गुणैः अवशः कर्म कार्यते एव. So even for an instant cannot stay without doing action. By their own inherently born qualities, nature born qualities which are there, people always keep on doing some activity or the other, and those qualities and gunas make them do those activities. Kaschit jatu avyayam kshanam api kshanam navamsakane prathamechanam api avyayam akarmakrit prathamanam akarmakrit akarmakrit karahitah akarmakrit prathamekvaram dakarantah अकर्मकृत अकर्मकृतौ अकर्मकृतः नहि न हि अव्ययम् स्थादातु तिष्ठति लट् प्रथमैकवचनम् तिष्ठति स्थादातोः लट्लकार प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनम् हि अव्ययम् सर्वः पुरुषः प्रथमैकवचनम् प्रकृतिः गुणैः कनेक्टेड् तृतीयाविभक्ति बहुवचनम् अवशः प्रथमैकवचनम् कर्म नकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचनम् कर्मन् शब्दः कार्यते कार्य लट्लकार प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनम् अगेन् तनादि गण निजन्तः बट् कार्यते लट्लकार आत्मनेपदि लट् कार्यते कार्येते कार्यन्ते. तात्पर्यं पश्यामः यः कोऽपि पुरुषः कदापि क्षणकालमपि कर्मरहितः सन् न भवति यतः सर्वेऽपि प्रकृतिसम्भूतैः विकारैः गुणैः विवशाः सन्तः कर्मकरणे सर्वदापि वर्तन्ते. पश्यामः again we will move on to the, so if somebody thinks that they are not trying to do karma, or if they are if they have got jnana already and they stop doing karma, then again very rarely, again we have seen that we saw this, very rarely such a powerful word would be used by Krishna, but he wants to dispel all the doubts in Arjuna's mind, which is why he is using this word. Tatra saha vadati karmendriyani samyamya ya aste manasa smaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharasya uchyate. Mithyacharah, what is the definition of a hypocrite? A hypocrite is there who yaha tatra purushah outwardly bahyaritya he tries to just restrict all the organs and actions, and he tries to sit in, he goes to the Himalayas, he goes and sits there, but mentally again he is thinking of what is happening in my house, what is happening in my office, tatra ke what is happening, why did that person do something, did that person go and did he do this work, did he not do it. If, for example, if we take the example of Devi Mahatmyam in Durga Saptashati, yadi pashyamaschet, both the Raja and the Vaishya, both of them are dispelled out of their houses and kingdom. The Raja has been forcefully, he has been cheated by the minister and other people and thrown out. Similarly, the Vaishya has been sent out from his place. But still, when they come to the forest, they are thinking, okay, what happened to my Raja? Are the people and all doing good? What happened to my house? They are this thing. Yeh samstijya pitrisneham anubadhnati manasam. That is what he says to that Rishi. That is when the Saptashati's Upadesha is done, and then he says, Jnaninampi Chetamsi Devi Bhagavati Isa Balat Akrishya Mohaya Mahamaya Prayachati. That is the Prarthana which happens later on. So this Moha which is there is always there internally, which is there. But if somebody says that I am going to stop karma, but still inherently he still has all this moha within his mind, then he would only be called a mithyachara and would not become a sthita prajna or a sadhaka. So he clearly very powerfully sends this message actually. Tatra pashyamaha karindriyani sanyamya ya aste manasa smaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharah saha uchyate. सो व्हाट डस ही से हे अर्जुन तत्र यह पुरुषः विमूढात्मा विमूढात्मा हियर इज अविवेकी हु इज अविवेकी आत्मा अनात्मयोः ज्ञानवान यह भवति सः विवेकवान आल्सो इफ ही कैन टेक विवेका एज एन उपलक्षण टू द साधना चतुष्टया वेर इन विवेका द वर्ड विवेका is the representative of the entire population of sadhana chatushtaya and the shamari shatka then a person who has not attained viveka vairagya shama dama uparati shraddha titiksha samadhi and mumukshutva a person who has not attained all the four of this he would be called a vimudhatma only so yaha vimudhatma one who has not attained the entire series of the sadhana chatushtaya here again it is only the word viveka would be taken as a representative upalakshana we will take it like that yaha vimudhatma yaha aviveki purushah he has not attained this level of paripakvata this level of jnana but what is he trying to do karmendriyani samyamya vakpani pada payu upastha jihva agrana vakpani pada payu upastha ityakya ityadini sarvani karmendriyani sarvani samyamya just trying to control it he is just trying to close his eyes close the ears put cotton into the ears close his nose and forcefully tightly sit in one place he is trying to do all this samyamya param Niruddhya, after doing all this, manasa indriyarthan smaran, manasa by mind, chittena, saha indriyarthan, indriyarthan, vishaya vastun, all the vishaya, dhyayato, vishayan pumsaha, that same thing, vishayan dhyayataha, manasa indriyarthan smaran, both are same, manasa indriyarthan smaran, yaha aste, yaha vartate, saha purushaha, will only be called a mithyachara. It will be called a hypocrite. Therefore, it does not mean that you just leave out this karma. You can just... He knows clearly. Again, why he is using it so powerfully? Because what will Arjuna maximum do? 2-3 days he will see this and he will go back to the forest and stay in Ajnatavasa. But the 5th day or the 10th day, again, he has not got the Naija Vairagya. He is a Kshatriya and therefore he will again start protecting his people. And he will also, for protecting, he has to fight. If he has to fight and destroy the demons or people, he has to do that. And again, he has the artha kama mo ityadi gunaha santi. So therefore, he will be going into that mode only. He has not got the real jnanam. So tatra atmanatma vivechana ritya sahana uktavan. Therefore, he has to be told the reality check, which is why a powerful, impactful statement has been made by Krishna. Yaha vimudhatma, yaha vimudhatma, yat pullinga prathamekavachanam, vimatma prathamekavachanam, karmendriyani, prathamavakti bahuvachanam, karmendriyani, samyamya, samyamya, labantavyam, manasa, manasa, by the mind, trityavakti ekavachanam, indriyarthan, dutiyavakchanam, smaranne, Smaran again is Vartamana Kridanta Smaran Smarantau Smarantaha. It is wrongly written as Avyam. Some correction, we will do the corrections. Aste Asu Upaveshane is the Dhatu. Aste Asu Upaveshane. That is, the mind is always sitting in that in the Indriyarthas itself. Latlakar Prathamaikvachanam. Aste Atmanepadi. Saha Tadrsha Purushaha Mithyacharaha. Both are Prathamaikvachanam. Uchyate Vachi Paribhashane. Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam Latlakara Uchyate. So these are the grammatical aspects. Yaha Aviveki Purushaha Indriyani Nirudhya Param Chittena Vishayan Chintayan Bhavati. He controls the external senses, but his mind is always dwelling in sense objects. Tadrsha Purushaha Kapatacharaha Mithyacharaha Iti Kathyate. Ekavaram. I'm not sure if we did the sandhi bhaga of this. Yaha aste lopaha, sa uchyate lopaha, indriyani karma indriyani karmanaha indriyani shashtitat purusha, indriyanam arthaha shashtitat purusha, vimudaha atma esesaha, mithya acharaha esesaha, both are bahuvrihi samasa. Again, kridanta samyamya sam upasarga purvaka yam plus lyap pratyaha, smaran smr plus shatra pratyaha, Vartamana Kridanta Smaran while still dwelling upon. Vimudhatma Vi Upasarga Purvaka Muhudhatoho Kata Pratyaha Bhuta Kridanta Kata Pratyaha Vimudha Vimudhaha Vimudaha Bhuta Kridanta Kata Pratyaha. So these are the grammatical aspects of it. Saptama Shlokam Yavaramida introduce Kurmaha Yastvindriyani Manasa
यम्यारभतेऽर्जुन कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगम् असक्तः स विशिष्यते. What is the opposite of shloka number 6? Shloka number 7, we can take it as the opposite. Ekvaram shloka number 7 patantu atra anvayam vaktavyam. Please tell the anvaya padacheda pashyantu. Read the shloka 2 times and please discuss the anvaya of it.
Yastvindriyani manasa yamyarabhate arjuna. कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगम् असक्तस्य विशिष्यते.
अगेन् डैरेक्ट् एक्साम्पल्स् आफ् श्लोका नम्बर् 7 वि केन् सी इन् आल् अवर् सद्गुरवः जगद्गुरवः इन् द आचार्यास् हू आर् देर् वि केन् सी दिस् इन् देम्. Also, there are various sadhaka, sadhana purushas also. We can see them. Very simple anvaya, very simple prose order.
Yaha indriyani manasa niyamya arabhate कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगं कुरुते असक्तरीत्या. असक्तः इस् अ की वर्ड्. सः विशिष्यते. सो हू इस् अ मिथ्याचार हू एक्स्टर्नली कंट्रोल्स बट इंटर्नली ड्वेल्स अपॉन सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. जस्ट एन ऑपोजिट ऑफ इट. यः हे अर्जुन यः मनसा इंद्रियाणि नियम्य हिज माइंड इज कंट्रोल्ड. मनसा इंद्रियाणि नियम्य हिज माइंड इज कंट्रोल्ड. मनसा इंद्रियाणि नियम्य बै द माइंड इंद्रियाणि आर्गन्स नियम्य हैविंग कंट्रोल्ड. असक्तः असक्तः इक्वल टू अनअटैच्ड फुल्ली इन अ डिटैच्ड वे. असक्तः विन विन निर्लेपत्व मोड इन अ निर्लिप्त रीत्या विदाउट बीइंग अटैच्ड अट ऑल पद्मपत्र मीमांसा रीत्या. यः कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगं आरभते बै द कर्मेन्द्रियास बै ऑल द आर्गन्स ही इज डूइंग एवरीडे वर्क. He is doing the puja adikam, he is doing the social activities for the jana, he talks to people, he does upadesha, all these. Saha kurute karma yogam arabhate saha eva vishishyate. He is the best of people, excellent of people. So always the way how we should go is manasa indriyani samyamya. We should always by the mind we should try to control the sense organs, and we should always we should be like in a detached way the work should be done. When we do it in this way, but again doing this we should not stop doing the allotted duties towards karmendriyaihi karma yogam yaha karoti saha विशिष्यते. ओन्ली दट् कैंड ऑफ पर्सन एक्सेल्स. एवारं झटिति पश्यामः. हे अर्जुन यः तु पुरुषः मनसा इन्द्रियाणि नियम्य मनसा इन्द्रियाणि वशीकृत्य तत्र नेत्रादीनि चक्ष्वादीनि तत्र सर्वाणि इन्द्रियाणि नियम्य असक्तः असक्तः संगरहितः अनअटैच्ड सत्संगत्वे निस्संगत्वं निस्संगरीत्या यः वर्तते निर्लिप्तरीत्या यः वर्तते तादृशपुरुषः कर्मेन्द्रियैः अपि च तादृशरीत्या भूत्वा कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगम् विच इज वाट अगेन एंड अगेन वी कम बैक टू द सेम थिंग कूर्मोंगानीव सर्वशः लाइक द टाटाइस व्हेनेवर इन द रीत्या ऑफ विषय वस्तु इट विल इमीडिएटली जस्ट झटिति इट विल पुल ऑल इट्स इंद्रियास टू द विषय वस्तु बट व्हेन लोकोपकार कार्याणि आर देर द कर्माचरणम अलोकेटेड ड्यूटी आचरणम इज देर एट दट टाइम ब्रिंग ऑल द ऑर्गन्स आउट एंड डू द वर्क कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगम बै द कर्मेन्द्रिय ऑल द कर्मयोगम शुड बी डन तादृश पुरुषः असक्तः अनअटैच्ड डिटैच्ड पर्सन एव विशिष्यते ही एक्सेल्स इन ऑल द आचरणम ही इज द बेस्ट ऑफ पर्सन विच इज वाट कृष्ण क्लियरली एक्सप्लेन्स टू being superior. So vishishyate, vishishyate, why is it giving the word vishishyate? Vishishyate means he is that karma yogi who is superior to all the other ordinary people in this world. So to give that superiorness, to give that clear clarity of thought that boss, this person is really superior and this person is actually a hypocrite. So don't go that hypocrite marga, because at this stage, because of the confusion, Arjuna seemingly is actually going towards the hypocrite route, because manasa he has not still attained that vairagya, but externally he is saying that I'll stop doing my duty. He has to be fully converted and pulled from this end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, wherein he has to, by mind, he has to get the detachment, but by his karma indriyas, he has to do the karma yoga and do the acharanam, allocated duty. Tadrashritya karma acharana kartavyam. Therefore, he says that saha eva vishishyate. Ekavaram shlokam patamaha, and we will take upon the detailed explanation of this shloka in the coming class. Yastvindriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyaih karma yogam asaktasya vishishyate yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurtharah tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirma tirmama gururev gatihi gurumeva.